salt cedar, mesquite, and believe it or not, they do grow up big enough to be trees, mulberries, mm-hmm. cottonwoods. Those would be about the main ones around here.
There's a tree that doesn't grow much here, but some people have it in their backyards, and it drops a bristly little ball.
Pine trees?
Well, it's not like a pine cone, mm-hmm. but it's actually a ball, you know, like about that big, and it has sticks on it that can stick in your little hooks that can stick on your clothes and get picked up, but it's a big tree.
I don't know if you've ever seen a sycamore. No, we don't have them around here.
Okay. How about one of those trees with the white bark that grows in Cloudcroft?
The aspen?
Mm-hmm. And a whole bunch of trees would be called a...
grove?
How about a fruit tree? A bunch of fruit trees.
A grove.
Okay. And what about a low-lying plant that you might trim?
A hedge?
Or like one particular little...
low bush?
Or you have another word for that? A bush or a...
bush or a hedge. Just depends on... A hedge would be a, you know, a grouping of them that would be...
So you would never call it a shrub?
Not a single one. You would, but a hedge, it would be several of them.
Uh-huh, okay. The desert plants with the spines on them are called?
Cactus.
Mm-hmm. And plants that you don't want in your garden are called?
Weeds.
Could a weed be something that you would want in your
yes.
garden?
Yes.
Okay. How about something that grows up the side of a house? That's called what?
A vine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And our local waterway is called the...
river.
Okay. Something smaller
a
than
ditch?
A river is a...
a ditch or a canal?
Well, in the mountains, what would it be?
A stream.
Mm-hmm. Or...
a creek.
Mm-hmm. A wet weather creek is called what? Something that's only running during the rain. We have a lot of them here, actually.
A spring?
Well,
but a spring comes up out of the ground. But
we don't really call them creeks, but there are places that run when the with
arroyos?
Water. Yeah. Uh-huh. And what about a clearing in a forest? Would be called what?
A meadow.
Uh-huh. A place where children play in the city is called a...
playground or a park.
Mm-hmm. A low-lying area in the region is called a...
a valley.
Okay. What about a basin? What would you think a basin
would consider that as with water.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps underground water.
Underground water, okay. Alligators live in a place with lots of water and trees in the
swamp.
Water. Yeah. A flat-topped hill.
Around here we would call it either a plateau or a tabletop, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. And how about a sharp drop-off?
A cliff.
Mm-hmm. If you had two of them, they would be two.
Cliffs.
Uh-huh. And we talked a little bit about irrigation. To bring the water to your lawn, the water flows down what?
A ditch.
Uh-huh. Where does the water collect?
At a head gate.
At a head gate, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would you have in your backyard to keep goldfish?
A pond.
Uh-huh. Do you know a name for a ditch along an upgraded road?
Canal.
Okay, have you ever heard of a bar ditch?
Mm-hmm. But that's not used around here.
Do you know what it
that
is?
That often, yeah. It's off of your roadway, kind of
a little
sunken area. But we don't really use that around here.
Okay. Soil that's no good for planting is called...
I have no idea what you're after there. There's so many...